Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Barr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of my program is to raise human consciousness to make this planet a better place to live, and with everyone's help, I know we can make this planet a better place. I'm pleased to tell you that we are the fastest-growing psychic and spiritual radio program in the world, with listeners in over 60 countries, and are among one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area. I've also been told that we have a lot of listeners off-planet from the Galactic Alliance, so whether you're on the planet or off the planet, welcome to the program. Today's show will be truly special and out of this world. For the first hour, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., we are very fortunate to have Richard Kahn, the publisher of Beyond Words books in the Portland area, who will talk about his best-selling psychic and metaphysical authors. They also do film marketing as well, and in my opinion, Beyond Word Books is one of the best, if not the best, metaphysical and book publishing company in North America. For the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m., we're very fortunate to have Dr. Lewis Turi discuss his astrological predictions for the rest of 2015 and what he sees for the future of humanity. Dr. Turi is extremely accurate in his predictions, and he actually predicted the earthquake in Nepal before it happened. And we'll be bringing him on to talk about that. And with that, I would like to spend a minute for all of my listeners here in the Seattle area, across the United States and Canada, and around the world in over 60 countries, to please send love and light to the poor people of Nepal who've been dealing with a lot of hardship with this horrible earthquake. And I just want to take a minute now and just send love and light to them so that they can recuperate and get the help they need from this tragic event. Before we begin today, I would like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including the Inspired Crystal and Spiritual Shop at 765 Broadway in Tacoma, Brady's Oysters in Westport, Washington, and the Tokeland Hotel in Tokeland, Washington. My program is supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. Even a dollar will help, my friends. And I want to thank everyone so much for their donations and support. With that, I'd like to play a couple of promotions for the businesses which do support the program, because they're such wonderful people and wonderful businesses. I'd like to support them. The first is for Inspired Spiritual and Crystal Shop in Tacoma, followed by my friends at Brady's Oysters in Westport, Washington. Hello, friends. I'd like to introduce a wonderful friend of mine, Juliana, who's got a wonderful new shop in downtown Tacoma at 7-65 Broadway, called Inspired. Juliana, please tell my listeners all about your wonderful shop.
Hi, Ted. It's a pleasure to be there. We have a wonderful shop on Cheek Row in the historic theater district of downtown Tacoma. We specialize in beautiful crystal jewelry, gifts, tarot cards, artwork, and a lot of other things. A lot of our items are handmade and very special, and we buy from all over the world. Folks can schedule a reading, sign up for one of our engaging classes, or enjoy one of our exciting events. We do a lot of community events, and we offer a lot of unique and unusual workshops here. We're located in Antique Row, in a historic theater district of downtown Tacoma. We're easily accessible from the freeway, and there's lots of parking in the area. It's super easy to get to. We're placed among the unique stores in Antique Row, and folks can come down and have a wonderful afternoon shopping in the area and having a wonderful meal at a local cafe as well. So we're located at 765 Broadway in Tacoma. All folks can come and visit us on our website, inspirednewage.com. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 11 to 6. And be inspired. That is definitely our logo, and we certainly follow that. We dedicate ourselves to creating an uplifting experience from the moment folks walk in and hopefully throughout all of their subsequent visits.
Wonderful, Juliana. And I want to tell people it's very easy to get there. I visited their shop here a few days ago. If you're coming from the north, from Seattle, you simply take the city center exit.
Yeah, you take the A Street exit, and you go left on 9th Avenue, and then you go right on Broadway.
Okay.
And it's super easy to find. We're just a couple of doors down from that corner.
Okay, Juliana. Well, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful gift shop. I've been there, friends, and it's a wonderful place. And I urge all my listeners to please visit Juliana's shop.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Hello, friends. I'd love to tell you about a wonderful seafood place on the Washington coast. It's called Brady's Oysters. They're located on Highway 105, about 15 miles west of Aberdeen, Washington, in Westport. If you ever go out to the coast and you'd love some seafood, please stop by Brady's Oysters. They have wonderful seafood, including crabs, oysters, clams, salmon, halibut, steelhead, you name it. They've got it. And their prices are extremely reasonable. Their phone number, if you want to give them a call, is 360-268-0077. I've been there myself, and their seafood is great.
The new mainstream of talk radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hello, friends, and welcome back. We'll be going to our interview here with Richard Cohn in Portland, Oregon, here in a few minutes, but I just wanted to also make a couple of announcements. I have a new column on my webpage called Ask Ted. When you click on the website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, just go to the top bar and you'll see a little icon that says Ask Ted and click on it. This week, I've started this week's column that I've written are messages from Albert Einstein and President John F. Kennedy, among other people. And it's the start of a new book I'm started to write now, and I hope to get it done by the end of the year if I have enough time. And it will be a compilation of messages from Professor Albert Einstein as well as President Kennedy. In addition, I wanted to tell everyone we're looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on this program will have a big worldwide audience for your goods and services. Before we begin, I always like to give thanks and gratitude to the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing the website, providing a lot of good support, my dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start the program, my dear friend Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, who does wonderful work with her children's books, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who have been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and my station manager, Eric Krema, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. You can also listen to the show live from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at www.1150kknw.com. And after the show, you can always listen to the show at www.outofthisworld1150.com and clicking on any one of our guests. Just briefly before we go on with our interview, I will be participating in a number of psychic fairs and conferences this summer. Real quick, in August, from August 19th to the 23rd, I will be attending a wonderful Mount Shasta Psychic and UFO conference with the always interesting and always knowledgeable Rob Potter. We'll be having some of the world's best psychics and UFO contactees at that conference. It'll be from August 19th to the 23rd, and I'll be participating in that as well. If you'd like to attend, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150.com or at gmail.com, or give me a call on my toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339, and I can send you a promo code where you get a discount. In addition, on August 8th and 9th, I'll be attending a psychic fair in Ocean Shores, as well as the Boeing Employees Paranormal Psychic Fair on July 25th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're interested in attending, it's a wonderful place to meet some interesting psychics. That web address is www.bepcweb.org. The other thing, too, I wanted to tell you is that 1 week from today, I will be flying to Tokyo, Japan, where I will be giving a series of seminars on messages not only from Professor Albert Einstein, but also from the late Dr. Masaru Emoto. I have been in touch with him since he passed away. Last October, I've been invited to fly to Tokyo, where I'll be giving a series of seminars. If you'd like to attend any of these seminars, please contact Dr. Emoto's office. Their telephone number is 813-3863-1120. Or you can simply send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to send you some information on that. I think I've made enough announcements, and I want to get to our wonderful guest. Richard, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Ted.
Oh, good. Well, welcome to the program. I'm so glad you could come on today.
Thank you very much. I look forward to talking with you.
Well, I have to tell you that I'm not making this up. Here in the studio, I always notice that when we get a lot of angelic light into the studio here, and the studio now has really lit up. It is sunny outside. We have the lights on here, but I always notice it become visibly brighter when we have a lot of our angel friends here, and they're definitely here today, and they just came in, actually, Richard, when you started talking.
Well, thank you. I am blessed, and I truly believe and accept that I have that kind of support from the angelic realm.
Well, my friends on the other side are saying that you have friends in high places, so so that's good. That's good. In 25 words or less, how did you get interested in publishing? I'm just joking about 25 or less, but how did you end up where you are now today?
That's an interesting question. I had an opportunity long before I was in publishing. This would have been in 1982, where I sat with a channeled entity, a quite famous one, and I asked. I knew that I could ask for anything I wanted, so I asked for. I said I would like God to work through me for the benefit of mankind.
Wow.
And the channeled entity said, I'll teach you how to ride the wind and you won't be afraid, you'll fall off. And he said, you will have the greatest publishing company in the history of mankind for spiritual books, and you'll make lots of money. Does that please you? And I thought for a moment, and I thought, you know, if I could do something that would help people in their lives,
wow,
or could help put material out that could make a difference for people,
wow,
I would do that. But
wow,
to do something just to make a lot of money, that I didn't feel was the purpose of my life or the destiny that I have guided and chosen for my life. And he said back to me, when you do something just for money, you learn a lot about it, but you never have it. When you do something for other purposes, you become a magnet, and the money can't stay away.
Very profound. Very profound.
That was 1982.
Wow.
About a year later, I received a phone call from a National Geographic photographer. And that photographer said, I was taking a morning meditative walk today at 6 a.m. I heard a voice on the street. And the voice said, call Richard Cohn and ask him how he can help you publish your book.
Wow.
And you can imagine if you were to receive a phone call like that,
sure,
or if any of your listeners were, you might on the one hand think the person, particularly if you didn't know them, which I didn't know this person,
right,
you might think the person might be a little bit touched, or you might think that maybe God was speaking to him or through him. So
sure,
I thought, just in case God was sending a message, I should listen. And I invited the photographer over. His photos were beautiful. I didn't know what to do with them. But I said, why don't you find a real publisher, and I'll talk with him, and we can maybe do something together to create your book. And
mm-hmm,
he came back 2 weeks later with a real publisher, mm-hmm, and we formed a partnership to do that book and another book that the publisher had. And that's how we got into publishing. And I was in charge of raising the money to do the books. We created enough debt that I couldn't get out of business. I had to pay everybody back, and that took 20 years. And
my goodness.
So along the way, I learned how to be a publisher.
Well, that's incredible. That's just incredible. My own spiritual journey started in 1994. Well, actually, it started, strangely enough, after I was almost killed in a car accident in January of 1978, when I was hit head-on by a drunk driver here in Washington State at 110 miles an hour. It was a head-on car crash. I was driving a little Volkswagen Beetle, and when you're hit head-on by a Volkswagen, by a much bigger car, it was a Pontiac Grand Prix, I was going about 50, he was going 60 or more, so the combined collision was 110 miles per hour. And my head hit the steering wheel, it split my jaw in half. I woke up out of a coma 6 days later, and my life had definitely changed. But I was grateful to be alive. When I was recuperating a couple months later, I walked back, and my parents had a beautiful farm on the west side of Olympia, Washington at the time in the United States. And I walked back in their woods, Richard, and the sunlight was coming just right through the trees, one beautiful spring morning in April. And I'll never forget how beautiful it felt just to be alive, just to be given the gift of life. And I was told by my higher spirits at that time that I had a lot of important things to do in life, that they'd save me from the car accident because it wasn't my time to go yet. Everybody's, you know, and so I had some things to accomplish. And so then, kind of a long story after that, I went to school a lot and got a whole bunch, lots of different degrees in many different subjects. But back by the time the mid-90s came about, all the book learning I could do didn't seem to be enough, because I'd gotten 4 degrees in 5 different subjects, and I still was hungry for more knowledge. And so that's when I was introduced to the spiritual side of things, and that's when I started my spiritual journey. And I specifically asked for spiritual advancement, and I got it. But it hasn't been easy at times. It's taken a lot of work, and by no means, I think I'm a work in progress. Everyone's a work in progress, I think.
Yes.
Because if you do reach, if you do finish your spiritual work, you're basically, you become one with God, and you fly around as angels outside of this planet. So, but that's how I started on my own spiritual path. You must, and that was, you say that was 20 years ago?
That was actually 1983, so 32 mm-hmm. years ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That's just amazing. Well, there's so many people we could talk about. You published some incredible people, including William Arntz, the director and producer of the famous film What the Bleep Do We Know? He was on my show recently. Of course, Elza Medhos, a famous medium who's in contact with her son Eric. She'll be on a week from today. And you've also published wonderful authors like the late Dr. Masaru Emoto, who unfortunately passed away last year.
Yes, he was just an amazing man to work with. We had seen some information about him in 2003, mm-hmm. so about 12 years ago,
right.
And we wanted to publish him.
Wow!
And we tried contacting his office in Japan unsuccessfully, and in October of 2003, we were at the Frankfurt Book Fair in Germany, and his publisher from Japan walked up to us and said, "We have looked for all kinds of publishers to see who would be best and to publish Dr. Emoto, and we feel you are the publisher."
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
So we said thank you, and the first book we did with Dr. Emoto was a book called The Hidden Messages in Water.
Wow.
Which is really a seminal work. It's just, it explains how he does his work, and I was truly fascinated, because at the time that we published Dr. Emoto, his work was theoretical. It had not been replicated in other parts of the world.
Right.
Now it has been.
Right.
Throughout the world, and to learn that water has memory, and that each of us are, as adults, are approximately 70% water, so that when I say something nice to you, not only do you feel it, all your listeners feel it,
right.
And that when we say something nice in a room of people, everyone is going to feel that in the whole room.
That's true.
I know. Even if I want to warm up a cup of water in a microwave, which I don't do very often, but when I do, I talk to the water before I put it in the microwave, knowing that the microwave is not going to do anything good for the water.
That's right.
I tell the water I love you, and by looking at the photos that Dr. Emoto has done when he's taken pictures of water that has been microwaved and pictures of water where he said, "I love you,"
right.
There's such a significant difference. It makes total sense to honor the water.
Well, one thing that Dr. Emoto is coming into me right now, and he wants to mention this to you, Richard, and to my many listeners around the world, that before he started, at the early part of his career, what he would do, he would use what's called Haddo machines to read a person's aura and the past spiritual causes for whatever disease is ailing them currently in this third dimension. Then the machine would recommend, reconfigure the water on a molecular level to get rid of whatever disease is harming that person. And it was extremely successful. I'll be going there as a guest of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, and on May 24th, Sunday, they'll be giving a demonstration of these machines, which is just incredible. You know that, for example, the success rate for traditional chemotherapy and surgery for most cancer patients statistically in the United States is only 3%. And Dr. Emoto's previous research, from what I've heard, is extremely successful. So that the question is, why is Western medicine looking more at his work rather than pumping all this money into failed technologies and failed treatments which don't work? 3% I don't consider very successful.
I totally agree with you. I remember the Haddo, the Japanese word Haddo is it's like energy,
right?
And we did a book with Dr. Emoto. The second book was called The True Power of Water, which talks about Haddo. And then another book that we did with him is called Water Crystal Healing.
Wow!
And in that book, Dr. Emoto asked a famous music composer, Alan Rubik, to test that machine that you described for a vibrational frequency of different organs in the body, different ailments in the body, and test it along with the vibrational frequency of music that would be aligned with the healing for that. And so this book has two music CDs with it, with famous compositions that readers and viewers would recognize, and those pieces are aligned with those specific organs of the body.
Pardon me for interrupting, Richard. You have to tell me the name of the book, and my listeners, I'm getting it now. They all want to know, what's the name of the book, please, and where can they get a copy?
Okay, it's called Water Crystal Healing.
All right.
And it is available through our website, through Beyond Words Publishing.
Okay.
And it would also be available on Amazon.
Okay.
And through most bookstores.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. I have another something else to tell you, very important. I've been given a book that was written by David Icke in England and Dr. Emoto back in 2007. It's a joint book that they collaboratively did, but it's only in Japanese.
Hmm.
And I don't read Japanese, of course. I speak a few words. That's my limited knowledge. But I'm looking now for a translator, someone who could translate the Japanese into English so we could get it published.
We have the perfect translator.
Great.
So when we're finished with the interview, I'll email you or call you back with his name, because when Dr. Emoto's material came to us, it was also only in Japanese.
Oh, interesting.
And so we hired a young man in Japan who actually is American. However, he was raised for a long time in Japan and is fluent in Japanese. This was important to us to have someone who could translate it and translate it for an American audience, for an English-speaking audience.
So, perfect. Perfect.
He's a wonderful translator, and all of the books that we've done with Dr. Emoto were translated by him.
Well, the book itself is a beautiful book. All kinds of diagrams, of which I don't know what they mean, but I've been told that there's a lot of very profound messages in it. But it's frustrating because it is written in Japanese, and I think this is something important for the English speaking peoples of the world. You know, you've got United States, Canada, Britain, Australia, New Zealand. I know I've got listeners in all those countries, and countries like India, which English is used as a second language. Throughout Scandinavia, English is used as a second language.
Yep.
South Africa. So there's a lot of places in the world which really want this publication. And after that, I'd love to see it get it translated into Portuguese, French, German, other languages as well, so it has a worldwide audience.
That would be wonderful. Well, I'll be very happy to give you the name of the translator.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just want to make a quick station announcement for those who are just tuning in. This is Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here in Seattle, Washington, in Bellevue, just outside Seattle, North America. This is Out of This World Radio, and we have a fascinating interview with Mr. Richard Cohn of Beyond Words Books in the Portland, Oregon area, who I consider one of the best of metaphysical book publishers in the world. We have so many different authors to talk about today. Richard, who would you like to talk about next?
I think one of the very interesting books that we published, and we also did a film about it, is called The Orb Project. This is a book by Dr. Klaus Heinemann and Dr. Michal Ledwith, and the film is called Orbs, The Veil is Lifting. The reason I think this would be interesting for your viewers and your listeners is that anyone who has a cell phone can actually take pictures of orbs. Hmm. And what these will appear as would be small circles, sometimes in color. Mm-hmm. They will be floating above people or beside people. Orbs love celebrations. So mm-hmm. if there's birthday parties or fireworks, anytime there's a happy situation, orbs will generally show up. And Dr. Ledwith and Klaus Heinemann said that orbs have two qualities that indicate life. They emit heat and they emit light. And both of them can call orbs to them, to themselves. Mm-hmm. And I've even seen photos of dolphins inside of a giant orb underwater.
Fascinating.
So sometimes naysayers will say, oh, orbs are just water vapor on your camera, or they're dust particles.
No,
but
they're not.
But when you get a photo that was taken underwater, it would be very hard to be something other than what it really was.
Well, I have to tell you that from my own personal experience, I've seen and photographed orbs for over 20 years now. And the way it appears is that, for example, each orb usually represents a spirit. And the color of that orb represents their vibrational frequency. My dad, for example, is red. My aunt Sophie is white, the color closest to God. My sister Lisa is a yellow greenish orb color. My brother Robert is bluish, and my wonderful foster mother Terry, she's purple. And each color represents a different soul purpose. Blue, for example, you're interested in your soul purpose. Red can be both anger, but also means a very powerful spirit. Green is a color of healing. Purple means that you like new and different things. So if you ever ask yourself what's your favorite color, the first thing that comes to you, like if it comes blue, for example, then you're interested in your soul purpose of life.
That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
I know
mm-hmm.
when we were brought the film, mm-hmm. actually, they asked me to be the narrator of the film,
mm-hmm.
And so I was very honored and very happy to do so. And the way that they did the film was to approach it from a skeptic's mind.
Mm-hmm.
So the film starts with questioning what are these little things called orbs, and are they in fact nothing more than an illusion or water vapor or dust particles? And as they move chapter by chapter through the film, they provide more and more evidence that really shows that these are something very real and exactly what you just described. So I was very pleased that were able to distribute this film, and it won the best film of the year, and it was given by the Coalition of Visionary Resources at the International New Age Trade Show in Denver, Colorado. And so it's quite a nice film, and one I think your listeners will enjoy seeing.
I have to share this with you, Richard, and my many listeners around the world. A week ago, I had Dr. Gary Schwartz of the University of Arizona.
Yes.
Wonderful man. Wonderful man.
We published him as well.
Excellent. Well, he's always had an interest. He'll be doing some testing on me next week, by the way, which I'm really looking forward to. But one of the things he's always been interested in is the life and work of Professor Albert Einstein. And I was very fortunate a week ago, because I've been in touch with Professor Einstein now for the last couple of months, and he came through on the program for Dr. Schwartz. And one of the projects that Professor Einstein's interested in doing is constructing a spirit telephone that people would be able to use from this side in the third dimension to call up and talk to spirits in the fifth dimension. And Professor Einstein says it is possible. He's actually working on it with some of his colleagues, including Leonardo da Vinci on the other side. But there is physicality in the fifth dimension where they are, and it's just as real as here, but the dynamics are a little different. But anyway, Professor Einstein's been working on that. So what I want to do is hook up Professor Schwartz, Dr. Schwartz, with Professor Einstein, so they can link their projects together. And one day, Professor Einstein saying that within 10 years, it will be possible to have a spirit phone from this dimension into the fifth dimension to call up, for example, your late grandmother who passed away, or perhaps George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, or even President Kennedy, who's also here now. So that's one of the projects that they are working on the other side now.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did a book with Gary called The Sacred Promise, mm-hmm. and he's an amazing author, and uh-huh. really, I'm very pleased that your listeners get to have the opportunity to interact with him. And his book is The Sacred Promise is basically how science is discovering spirits' collaboration with us in our daily lives.
Oh, fantastic! Fantastic!
So it offers scientific proof of spirits' existence, whether it is someone who has passed, angels or spirit guides, and shows how spirit is willing to offer guidance in our lives.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And my studio got light again. It just got a bright light around it again. they're here. They're here. Hi, welcome. It's all nice. It's very crowded in here today. Professor Einstein's asking me to ask you if you could put me in touch with those two authors so I could they could do some collaboration work on together.
With Michal Ledwith, the Orbs authors?
Yes. Yes.
And Dr. Klaus Heinemann,
yeah.
I'm now that I have more than one thing to remember, I'm going to write it down here.
Okay. So, good idea.
Make sure. So we're going to get you a translator.
Okay.
And both Orbs authors. Okay.
Right. That would be great. That'd be great. You mentioned earlier that you have a healer in Brazil. Fascinating. Could you explain that a little further, please?
Yes. About 10 years ago, roughly, we were introduced to a man whose name is John of God, and he okay. lives in a small town in the interior of Brazil. By profession, he was a tailor.
Mm-hmm.
He would sew garments and hem pants, and when he was just a little boy, mm-hmm. it was very clear to him and to his family that spirit wanted to come through him to help humanity.
Wow.
And over the course of the last 40 years, he has provided healing for over 10 million people. He doesn't charge for that service. He does travel all over the world. And in Brazil, he actually performs what would be called psychic surgery. You can witness it, and we even have several films that actually show the surgeries being performed.
Wow!
One of the films is called it's a new film that's called John of God, Just a Man, and there's another film that is called also called John of God.
But oh my goodness.
The one, John of God, Just a Man, shows things in more detail. And he's a very, very interesting man. He doesn't, he's not conscious of what is happening. He goes into like a trance state, and deceased doctors come through him and perform the surgeries.
Fascinating.
Or the healings. I remember I was facing John of God called it earth surgery. I was facing having prostate cancer removed from my body.
Oh my goodness.
By a conventional surgeon, and this would have been about 7 years ago.
Right.
And John of God said, I will prepare you for earth surgery. And so I didn't know what he had in mind, but
right.
he had me sit with a group of people, and we closed our eyes, and all of a sudden I could feel as though someone was actually cutting my stomach area just above the navel.
Oh my gosh.
And for the next 30 days, I was exhausted and really felt like I was recovering from a physical surgery that I had not physically had by a doctor. But then when I went in and had the physical surgery and they removed the prostate, the doctor said, the cancer is just confined right to the prostate. We're able to save the nerve bundles around it. And within 3 days, I was completely healed.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
So it was, whatever John of God did, it really helped.
Well, I have a lot of, I have listeners, wonderful people who support this program. They're wonderful listeners. For privacy, I won't mention their names on the air, of course, but one gentleman has had throat cancer, and he had his vocal cords removed. Wonderful man, wonderful family, and it looks like it may have come back. I don't know if it's in the throat, but it may be in the lung. Could John of God help him in something like that?
It's very possible. I mean, he does. He's in Brazil.
Right.
I can give you the contact. We published a book called John of God.
Okay,
and the author is Heather Cumming, and she's a translator for him because he speaks Portuguese. So she does his translation there on the spot.
Wow!
But I'll after we're done with our interview, I'll give you Heather's contact, and she takes groups down there to Brazil, and she would also know his schedule when he comes to America.
Oh, okay. Could he do his healing by phone if people are interested in contacting him from North America?
I don't know if he does healing by phone, if he does distance healing that way, but Heather would definitely know that.
Okay, well, I'd like to interview him as well. I'm giving you all this work to do today.
That's okay. I'm writing it down.
All right. I'm sure to take notes. I want to tell you that 5,000 years ago in ancient Egypt, the Egyptian doctors there, Richard, always said that disease was actually dis-ease. They would take the word disease and split it into two infinitives, so that disease was usually caused by a spiritual cause, and disease was often the cause of it was dis-ease. In other words, stress and a spiritual cause for things. And one thing that my wonderful foster mother Terry taught me many, many years ago was that when you think of things in the fifth dimension, those thoughts, those things in the fifth dimension, always take precedence over the third. And one of your authors, I believe her name is Rhonda Byrne, which you publish as well, called The Secret.
Yeah.
In attracting good things to you, it's a law of attraction. You have to think good thoughts. And if you think good thoughts in the fifth dimension, they materialize in the third. It sounds simple, but it does work, I think.
It really does. When I mentioned, when you asked me about how we got into publishing, and I mentioned that we had created so much debt that we couldn't get out of business, it literally right. took me 20 years to pay everyone back.
Wow.
And at one point, our attorney advised us that we should meet with a bankruptcy attorney. He said, "You're never going to get out of debt. It's crazy for you to keep struggling this way."
Right.
And so we met with a bankruptcy attorney, and the attorney said, "I'd be happy to file bankruptcy for you, but I'll need a $30,000 retainer."
What?
And I thought to myself, I left the meeting, and I thought, if I had $30,000, I wouldn't be here in this meeting. So
yeah, that's a bit much.
We then started visualizing what we wanted, and we actually pictured an armored truck driving up to our company, and these men getting out of the truck and bringing in bags of money and just piling it up, and they just kept coming and coming. And
how fun.
And then we did a vision board, and this is something that your listeners can do easily. There's a John Assaroff, who's one of the authors in The Secret, mm-hmm. Put out a complete vision board kit, and basically what you do is cut out pictures and words of what you would like to create in your life, and you paste them onto a board. And this could be for your business, for personal life, for travel, for wow. really anything going on in your life.
Wonderful.
And what it does is it creates a visual representation of what you desire. So
nice.
For the law of attraction to work, you have to focus on what you want. So we put on our vision board where to find $1 million you never knew you had.
Nice.
And we were $2 million in debt at the time. And we published Dr. Emoto about 3 months after we did the vision board.
Mm-hmm.
And within 9 months, Dr. Emoto's book produced $1 million, and we paid half our debt.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
So
isn't that amazing?
It really works. And and Rhonda Byrne is she put together an amazing book and an amazing movie, The Secret. The basic premise of The Secret, for your listeners who might not know, is ask, believe, receive. And I just use the initials ABR for ask, believe, receive. What you ask for in life, whether you do that verbally or in writing or prayer,
mm-hmm.
is going to happen, as you've said.
Wow.
And if you believe that it will happen, it tends to happen a lot faster. And if you're open to receiving what you have asked for, it really happens fast.
And go ahead, Richard.
I was just going to add one thing that mm-hmm. for some people, they may ask for things, and at the same time, they're not energetically aligned with what they're asking for
right.
at that moment in time.
Right.
And so Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham, Esther says there's something called vibrational escrow. What you ask for is going to happen, and it sits in an energy field beside you until you're aligned with that energy of what you're asking for. And then people will say, "Oh, it just happened out of the blue."
Right.
Well, it isn't out of the blue, really.
Right.
It's what
right.
you asked for, and now you're a match for what you asked for, and it happens.
That's amazing. I believe that too, actually. And it's very important to keep your thoughts positive. And one thing too, I want to share with everyone is that, you know, the white light is always stronger than the dark. So even when you're having a tough day, try to be grateful for what you have, instead of being depressed about what you don't have. And you'll be amazed how that can turn things around. These are a couple of quotes. I've got Rhonda Byrne's The Secret book in front of me here. And I want to read just a couple of things and share it with you, Richard. The law of attraction says like attracts like. So when you think a thought, you're also attracting the thoughts to you. Thoughts are magnetic, and thoughts have a frequency. As you think thoughts, they are sent out to the universe, and they magnetically attract all like things that are the same frequency. Everything sent out returns to the source, you. You are like a human transmission tower, transmitting a frequency with your thoughts. If you want to change something in your life, you need to change the frequency by changing your thoughts. Your current thoughts are creating your future life, so what you think about the most will appear in your life in the future, and your thoughts become things. And it sounds simple, but I think it's true, and certainly Dr. Emoto and his wonderful research proved that on a scientific basis.
Very much so, Mike Dooley, who's one of the authors, one of the teachers who's in The Secret, actually even has a DVD called Thoughts Become Things. So we, as human beings, my wife and I, mm-hmm. are very careful about what we think, what we speak,
sure.
what we put out, because
sure.
we recognize that what we're going to attract in our lives is exactly what we're asking for, whether it's positive or negative, and we want to make sure that our experience is a positive one, that we do that we put out good information and are aligned with our mission in life.
Well, I have
go ahead.
I have to tell you, Richard, and my many listeners around the world, the studio here lit up again as you were speaking. The spirits are coming back. There's more light, white light in this studio, so which is really pretty nice. One of the things that Dr. Emoto was on my show July 25th, 2014, and it aired from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Seattle time. And after speaking with Dr. Emoto for about 30 minutes at about 3:30 p.m. Seattle time, I asked Dr. Emoto if his intention experiments with good thoughts of love and gratitude could create world peace. And he says, oh, yes, most certainly it should work. So then I said, well, at the time, the Israelis and the Palestinians were engaged in a fight in the Gaza Strip. And I said, well, let's send, if we can, for 3 or 4 minutes, let's send love and light to the Palestinians and to the Israelis and ask them to have a 12-hour ceasefire so that they can exchange medical supplies, the wounded, and food supplies. And we did that for a few minutes, and then the interview concluded at 4 p.m. Then I went back to where I was staying, and at about 8:30 p.m. I turned on the television. And it's funny, I don't watch much TV, but I did turn on CNN to see what was happening in the world. And guess what just happened at 8:30 p.m. Seattle time that night?
A ceasefire.
A spontaneous ceasefire. Initiated by both the Israelis and the Palestinians, beginning at 9 p.m. Seattle time, for 12 hours where they would exchange the wounded and give medical and food supplies. I just was... I was so happy. And the thing that I realized, too, after that, all this waste of money, which we poured into weapons and armaments. I mean, the United States probably has the largest military budget in the world. What good does it do us? Seriously. If we can bring peace to the Middle East, to people that have been fighting for so long, by simply sending out the intention for 3 or 4 minutes, how much is that worth compared to all the dollars wasted in the military in the United States and elsewhere around the world? Think of what kind of a beautiful planet we could create if people only would turn their thoughts around to love and gratitude and to think positive thoughts. It sounds simple. People may criticize me for it, but it did work last July, and I think it could work again.
You know, I totally agree with you, and I feel very blessed that right now we have the opportunity to distribute a new film. It's from the director of The Secret, Drew Harriet, and it's called The Power of the Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the film has a number of teachers in it that your listeners would recognize, like Maya Angelou, who was filmed not long before she passed away, and
mm-hmm.
Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, yeah.
There's also in the film HeartMath, which is an organization that studies the heart and has scientifically proved that the heart actually receives information 20 to 30 seconds before the brain gets the information.
Wow, so, that's amazing.
So it's really interesting because I had no clue that that was the case. And when I watched this film, I realized that my heart literally opened watching it, and that the film was a balance for what is going on in the Middle East with ISIS and the killing in Syria and Iraq, that this film it put forth such a strong message that when you open your heart, you can literally accomplish anything.
Well, I want to tell you before we go much further that there is a wonderful film producer. I'm going to be in two of his spiritual films. I flew down to Hollywood a couple of weeks ago as his guest to do some filming. Is Manuel Eiter. He's the film producer and director of two films. One's called The Invocation and one's called Fim. And I'd love to get you both together because I think you're both on the same page, Richard, and you could certainly help each other out.
I've not met him in person, but did you say the film? One of the films was called Femme?
Femme, F-E-M-M-E, and the other one is called The Invocation.
We distribute Femme.
Small world. You already know him. I don't even need to tell you. How funny. Well, I can't say enough good things about Emmanuel. He's a wonderful man. I met him a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles, and I will be in two of his upcoming spiritual films. And I feel very honored and grateful for that. And I urge everyone there to do check out both of his films on the internet. The Invocation is a wonderful film. It has interviews with the Dalai Lama, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, as well as the late and wonderful Dr. Masaru Emoto in Tokyo about humanity's wonderful spiritual future. And Femme is a very interesting film because it says that it shows how people need to get in touch with their feminine side. And for men, that means, of course, our intuitive side, about plugging into the higher, greater good that surrounds us all. And it's not just a film about women. It's about how I think men and women both need to get in touch with their intuitive side to connect with higher spiritual forces to create a better planet.
That's exactly what HeartMath talks about in the film also, the power of the heart.
Wonderful.
Is that intuitive side, our knowing, intuitive knowingness, is what comes to us through the heart first.
Oh, wonderful.
And then is transmitted to the brain and then to the body.
That's incredible.
It really is.
Richard, I want you on my program on a regular basis. We also will be having every 2 weeks is Richard's wonderful assistant, Whitney, who will be talking about their new books and film productions that will be coming out from Beyond Word Books. We've got a couple of minutes left, but I just wanted to thank everyone for listening this hour. We've been interviewing Richard Kahn, who is the publisher of Beyond Word Books in the Portland area, in my opinion, one of the best metaphysical book and film publishers in the world. And we're very grateful to have him on today. Next hour, we will be having on Dr. Louis Thury, who is one of the best astrologists and psychics in all of France and all of Europe. He actually predicted the earthquake in Nepal before it happened, and he has some fascinating things to say for what's coming up. We've got a couple minutes left, 2 minutes left, Richard, and I wanted to give you the floor to say anything you'd like to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
First, thank you very much, Ted, for giving me this opportunity to speak with your listeners. And perhaps what I'll do is I wrote a book a year ago called The Journey of Love, which is a book of poems and art celebrating life. And I'll read one of the poems that I think might be appropriate.
Nice. Thank you.
Our lives are measured in choices we have made along the path we call living, each compass point a possibility, each step an opportunity. Seemingly random, each decision moves us inexorably in a direction both unknown and yet somehow familiar. For upon reflection, the strength we find in choosing, or the surrender of letting all unfold, leads us to the place we started from when we made that first choice to be here again.
Wow. Very, very beautiful thought. Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, friends, we've got a few seconds left before we start our next interview. But I want to thank you so much, Richard, for what's your coming on today? What's your website address?
It's www.beyondword.com.
Okay,
so it's Beyond Word without an S.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on today, Richard.
Thank you.
Please stay tuned to our next hour with Dr. Lewis Turie.